Lawyers and human rights activists have urged the government and the Electoral Commission to speed up processes that would allow prisoners to participate in national elections, warning that continued exclusion of inmates violates their constitutional rights. The appeal was made during a recent meeting in Gulu City, where participants expressed frustration that despite a 2020 High Court ruling granting inmates the right to vote, prisoners will again be locked out of the 2026 general elections. Justice Lydia Mugambe directed the Electoral Commission to make necessary arrangements for prisoners and Ugandans in the diaspora to vote, an order activists say remains unimplemented 4 years later. Joel Ayet, a lawyer with Odong and the company advocate, said inmates remain citizens with full political rights, and denying them the opportunity to vote strips them of their voice in deciding the country's leadership. Francis Odonjo, the executive director of Human Rights Focus, questioned why the Electoral Commission has made no effort to register inmates, adding that imprisonment does not take away political rights. Frank Baine, the prison spokesperson, said Electoral Commission officials have never visited prisons to register inmates for the 2026 polls. The Electoral Commission, however, maintains that it cannot include prisoners in the 2026 elections without Parliament first passing enabling legislation. Electoral Commission spokesperson Paul Buchanan said the Commission has not made arrangements for inmates' participation because the required legal framework is still lacking.